Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two. I got an interesting story I want to tell after we finish with this caller about the MSNBC producer that was here. But going back to Ashley in Dallas. Ashley, if I get on air and say all Masons are child-sacrificing devil worshipers, Masons are going to hear that, and they're going to know it's not true because they're not. And then we've just turned off that whole group. If I explain to them how Masonry was taken over, the truth, by the Illuminati, as George Washington exposed it and others, then they'll wake up and root out what they've got going on in their organizations. I mean, it's not enough that I'm critical of what Israel does, constantly talk about it. All the people that only play one tune and only talk about Israel and Zionists and Jews all day, I've just found that they're hateful, some of them. They lie constantly. All they do is infight. Hal Turner, one of their head guys, turned out was an FBI operative. It's come out that Zionist organizations, and this has been all over the news, want to radicalize and want to get Jews persecuted so they can then get them under their control and, like, indoctrinate them. I mean, this is a very sophisticated thing that's going on. And so I try to really be honest about what I think in life. You know, just because a lot of members of Mecha and La Raza who are Hispanic, and it's a large portion, I wouldn't say the majority, but almost, really want to overthrow America. They say they do. For our race, everything. Those outside the race, nothing. That's the Mecha creed. I mean, I'm against them. But, again, they're a black Israelite movement that think everybody else is the devil and I'm the devil. I don't hate black people because there's a big group of black people that are really bad and racist and think they're the master race. I mean, every group has these groups. And I talk about, you know, the things Israel does and how they persecute and censor Christians in Israel, but that people don't know about that. And I just constantly speak out against all this. And then there's this obsession. You must say it's the Catholics. You must say it's the Scientologists. You must say it's the Jews. You must say it's the Masons. And I'm explaining that it's a system of governmental control that's got the leadership of all of these major groups in it. And so it's not an attack on the individual group. But go ahead, make your point.
Yeah, that's all good. Alex, here's the thing, though. You're one of our few outlets that's out here speaking the truth, okay? We know that NBC, CBS, ABC, Time Warner, Fox, all controlled by Jewish people. So you're one of the few places that actually can be an outlet for the truth. Now, I'm not saying all Jews are bad either. As a matter of fact, I would never have found out what Jews were involved in 9/11 if I hadn't been woken up by you and people like you on the Internet. But the further you dig into 9/11, there is a huge number of dual citizen Jew people that were in our government, such as Ari Fleischner, Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, people like that. Now, those weren't blacks. Those are Jews. And they're at high levels. You know, now we got.
But here's the issue. Emanuel. Here's the issue. I'm talking about intellectual honesty. That's what you're talking about. You're here on the show talking about this, and tomorrow people will say that this was caught secretly off air and wasn't on air. You know, they make stuff up. I'm just telling you, you're not going to find more COINTELPRO anywhere else than in the Jews run it all crowd. I'm just telling you that the system wants to make it about that. Every time the media's here, they bring that up. They want me to say that. They want us to go down that road. They want us to discredit ourselves in the eyes of the entire general public. And, so, I mean, there it is. I mean, people of all the different groups, the Masons run it, the Catholics run it, the Jews run it, the Scientologists run it. It is the most popular view that the Jews are the New World Order, the entire system. And, I mean, what do you say to that? What do you do with that? I'm here trying to expose the agenda of the government. You can decide who's running it, who's in control of it. And you know, what they do on Sundays or whatever. I'm going to expose the New World Order for the wide population and let them make their decision about it and let you call in and give us your take and your view. But the Jew bashers will lie and say this never even happened on this show. because it's a very...
This is Alex Jones, and I'm...
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Sunday transmission is always abbreviated, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. So we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I need to get into the latest on health care, the latest on the tragedy in Haiti, the latest on Bankergate, and also the airport naked body scanners now to go nationwide in mobile vans to go into the courthouses, already going into courthouses like Denver. That is coming up. But I wanted to tell a story about conditioning, about brainwashing here briefly. Chris Matthews called about a month ago and said, I want to come down and interview you in person. Then he had some family issue, and he's doing a town hall tomorrow in Houston, so he didn't come here personally. You know I don't like Chris Matthews, and took over a show in Denver with Bullhorn at the DNC in 2008. That's the extra in the Obama deception, but if you want to see it. But the point is that so he sent Kate, very nice lady. She is the director, because it's not for his hardball show. It's three times a year. He makes a documentary. He made the Kennedy special that they aired more than 20 times. So this is a special they're going to air over and over again about the tea parties. And she's in here in my studio. And, you know, I lease this building. It's mine. Several of my staff have concealed carries. You don't have to have a concealed carry in your own business if it's the policy to have a firearm. And we don't have armed guards here. We get death threats occasionally. If somebody comes in here and tries something with me or my staff, I will defend myself. And that was so radical to her, because she looked under the counter here and saw a firearm. And it was near the end of the interview, right before I went live, and she'd been acting totally normal the whole time, and suddenly she sort of looked like she was about to cry, and she went and looked completely frightened, and I was like, what's wrong? She says, is that a gun? Is that a gun? And I said, yes, it is. I have a little pistol safe under here, but you know, when we're live and when I'm here, it's my job to protect, and it's right here. It's not going to come out like a snake and bite you. And she was literally in tears, and she kind of ran out of the room after the interview and was breathing heavy and afraid. Talk about pre-programming. Talk about intense psychological brainwashing. I said, if you see a cop with a gun, though, you don't feel scared. She went, oh. See, why does she not feel scared? See, when I see a cop with a gun, if the government wasn't becoming a tyranny, I would feel good. But more and more when I see SWAT teams and helicopters and surveillance, I feel bad. When I see a citizen with a gun, occasionally still a rifle and a gun rack in the countryside, I go, man, America isn't dead yet. I mean, just 10 years ago, half the people in the town I live had guns in their gun rack. Now the cops pull you over and try to arrest you, even though there's no law against it. People come in your house, carpet cleaners, you name it. They see a gun rack. They call the police thinking guns are illegal. They've created the perception that guns in the hands of citizens are some deadly, horrible thing. And I've seen this before. But, I mean, you talk about brainwashing. This was it, a nice lady. And can you imagine her living in New York? Can you imagine her living in D.C.? Can you imagine other women where they're disarmed and you hear their 911 calls where they're waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes? He's breaking in. He's got a knife. Ah, please. In fact, pull up 911 call of woman being killed. Let's pull up a few of those. I mean, there's hundreds of them. and just hear them begging and screaming. I mean, their daddies didn't even train them to grab a butcher knife or a baseball bat. I mean, what daddy doesn't take his girls out once they're 5 years old and teach them how to use a bow and arrow and then a BB gun and then a little shotgun to show them the power, and then you lock them up, but you teach them safety? I mean, my little five-year-old daughter with a BB gun can, you know, can shoot an apple at 15 feet away. She was shooting them yesterday in my backyard. And by the time she's 10, she's going to be able to, you know, really shoot good with a shotgun and a 22. My son's becoming a good shot. And I couldn't imagine sending my daughters out into the world, sending my son out. I mean, parents don't teach their sons or their daughters to fight back. In these public schools, they teach you somebody's beating you up, try to call 911 or curl up in a ball. I mean, let me tell you, 30 years ago, you know, when I was 5, 6 years old, I mean, my dad taught me, don't start fights, but finish them. And I remember I started coming home beat up when I was like 10, 11, 12, and he'd say, well, I don't care if there's four or five of them. You need to fight back. And I learned how to fight back. I mean, we've lost our fighting spirit. And I see articles every week in England where somebody will break in a woman's house. I saw one last week. And they'll brandish a knife, and they come and arrest them. Or a crook falls through a skylight. They sue you. Or one guy had been robbed, famous case, three times and beaten up. He had his grandfather's shotgun hidden. He's an old man himself. Shot the guy with buckshot as he ran out of the house. He was trying to rape his wife. A bunch of other stuff was going on. Well, there had been another case where they were trying to rape the wife. What was the case with one of the Beatles? He died of cancer a few years ago. Yeah, George Harrison. Yeah, that was the case. The guy's on his wife, attacking him, and his wife, he's chanting Hare Krishna, like a ghost dance, like that'll stop it. And his wife breaks the vase over the guy's head, and then she got in trouble. And I see cases where a guy will be attacking, stabbing, and someone pushes him out a window, and they go to prison for it. See, the government is run by criminals. And when the government runs things and they're criminals, they don't want you to think you can defend yourself. They don't want you to have that instinct that it's normal and natural. You're supposed to call the government for aid. Look at the Koreans during the LA riots. They were the only ones that didn't get their neighborhoods burned down because they stood there with firearms. Look at every time in the U.S. now, when somebody breaks into somebody's house and somebody kills them, the media says, oh, they need to arrest this guy. He shot the guy in his house at night. Well, what are you supposed to do? There's a reason Texas has a crime rate on average three times lower than Chicago or New York. Because in Chicago and New York, people have 5, 6, 7 locks on their doors. They're scared to defend themselves with a knife. I mean, you don't have a lot of breaking and entering and home invasions when people are home in Texas and Vermont and Arizona and places. Because you break in somebody's house in Texas or somebody's business, they're just going to kill you. And I'm so proud there's still some red-blooded strength left to where literally somebody sees a gun over here underneath the counter and goes, I can't describe it. She was like, this got tears in her eyes, and I thought I was making her cry with what I was saying. I was like, well, I know I'm a good speaker, but I didn't know I was that good a speaker. She's like, is that a gun? She was, and then she was hearing the last few, I only have a few questions left. She was like, let me ask you about this. And as if it was going to, like, jump out and attack her. I mean, what have people turned into in this country? Cars kill conservatively 10 to 14 times. It fluctuates 12, 13, 14 times, 10 times every year. But at least 10 times what guns do. More people drown in their bathtubs. So you can get up in your bathtub, slip, boom, into the bathtub. You can drown in your pool, drown in your lake, then die from guns. I saw a statistic. It isn't this way every year, but one year, what was it, back in 1999, there were more deaths in high school football and other sports accidents than in all school shootings. I remember it was the Columbine year. It was 99. And they said, yeah, okay, this year 16 people, 13 at Columbine and 3 others died in school shootings. And it was something like 27, 28. In fact, Google that. More people die in high school sporting accidents than from guns. You'll see mainstream news, but I want to pull it up and get the exact numbers. But I want to say it's like 20-something died that year. It was only 16 died from guns. I mean, you get in a car, folks, and drive 75 miles an hour in between giant 18-wheelers. all of us have driven by fatality accidents. I don't know. I mean, if you didn't notice you did, you did. I drive by fatality accidents every year. I was driving down to the coast with my kids a few years ago and literally saw smashed bodies in blood all over the embankment with a couple wrecked cars because the police had just gotten there and it was traffic. And I drove by and just saw blood and guts on the wall. I mean, when that woman walks outside, does she see a car and go, I mean, when she sees a lightning storm 10 miles away that kills more people than guns every year, does she, lightning, No, she's been artificially conditioned to be just completely scared of a firearm in a slave's hand. She sees it in an enforcer's hand. She gets all warm inside. Oh, I love the state. I love Big Brother. I love government. Oh, it's so good. Ooh. All right. Blitzing into your phone calls in this segment and the next. Then the latest on healthcare. We have a chance to beat it. The latest on Haiti. The latest on the naked body scanners.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Look, I'm going to go to your phone calls in this segment and the next. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to news blitz in the final segment. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. By the way, we haven't taken the yearly New Year's special down yet. It was supposed to end Friday. We always leave it up a few extra days. If you want to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the radio show live, simulcasting to see all my documentary films in super high quality, 6 years of material in April. It'll be 6 years up. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go ahead now and go to Kip in Illinois. Kip, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right. I just wanted to talk about Cass Sunstein for a minute. And here in, I'm in Bloomington Normal, and I have a friend who owns a web hosting company. He manages networks across the United States and across the world. And as soon as the Obama administration came in, he started seeing these networks come up, and he didn't know what they were or anything about them. And he called and tried to find out what he could about them, and they're government-sanctioned networks that are taking up all the little networks inside of them and just claiming them as their own, I guess.
Yeah, let me explain what's happening. Bush started this. It's been announced. It's called Internet 2 with select corporations, government, and academia. And under cybersecurity, they're building NSA bases in San Antonio all over the country. They admit they're setting it up to, quote, shut the web down. In fact, that's the headline. In fact, Obama said a month ago, shut down the Internet to save the Internet. That's how they're spinning it. In fact, pull that up. And other headlines, should Obama control the Internet? And his own cybersecurity czar, remember, last year quit and said, my God, the Pentagon's taking over the web to be able to shut it down. And now Cass Sunstein is the head of this and puts out white papers at the White House saying, we're going to ban conspiracy theories. And he says that means any criticism of the government, basically anything. They say what reality is. If you question it, and you know, you hear MSNBC with their talking point that to say socialism is real is racism. They're redefining everything as a thought crime. There's a guy over in Europe, a member of parliament, who they are about to arrest. They've charged him. I saw this in the news. It was on WorldNet Daily. I printed it off, but I have trouble pronouncing his name. And because he criticized Islam and said that it has too many radical people, I mean, whether that's true or not, it's his right to say it. But now they're going to arrest him, and he's going up on hate crimes charges. And they want to have these same laws here in the United States. And yes, under the hate crimes bill they pass, it lets the feds take over all the systems that dovetails in. And yes, they're building all these grids, and under the Cybersecurity Act, which is just an executive order, they're just doing it. All IT of any size must be wired through the government. It's like the EAS emergency alert system took over all the radio and TV, where the feds can take over all the major broadcast and transmission media. That happened in 96. They're now doing this with the Internet. But tell us more.
He was just freaked out about it because he doesn't know. It just popped up when the Obama administration came into power. But he has government officials come in all the time for subpoenas and whatnot. I mean, like I said, he oversees a huge network. But when this entity just popped up, you know, he went to go find out more about it. And it's a classified government operation. He can't know anything about it. But it's going around to each one of his networks and basically engulfing it and saying, we get the information that you have. We don't care if you're a small.
Well, you know who runs it. Let me just tell people that don't know. Microsoft, Google, and Yahoo teamed up. But it's mainly Microsoft and IBM as well. And Google built the censorship along with Microsoft in China. They built the system in Australia. The Australian government announced 2 months ago, we're going to install, quote, Chinese-style net censorship. They are really building the grids to snoop, to spy without warrants, and shut the web down. And the general public isn't even aware of this.
Yeah, and that's what's sad is because everybody around me, I try and tell them, I try and convince them, show them movies. They all just think it's crazy. And I go, what's crazy is that you don't see it. They don't understand. And I try and
well,
I try
look,
to make
they can't have the banks rob us, Kip, if we can speak to each other. And so that's why it's important we educate everybody now, because the web is killing the New World Order. And I got news for the New World Order. They're going to try to incrementally shut the web down. It isn't going to work. The genie's out of the bottle, Kip. Glad you called in about that. Tell your friend who runs the big giant network. See, they don't even know. It's called cybersecurity. It's the takeover. It's been in the news. Let's talk to Scott in Austin. Scott, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to share with you and your listeners something I encountered at the Texas Gun Show on North Lamar here in Austin yesterday. It's a public notice. Selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you. This is big news. Was this the Saxit Gun Show?
For the Saxit Gun Show, it is.
All right, let me stop you. Let me stop you. Again, denial. A year ago, we told people nationwide this was happening. Now it's been all over the news. I wasn't aware of Austin. People are so in denial because they know this is tyranny. There's no law. There's no regulation. The BATF just says it's our policy. We are your God. No more private sales. Now they're already saying you can't sell your neighbor a gun. There's no law. They're just doing it. So read the notice. Scan it. Get it to us. We need to get on this. This is big. This is in Austin. And tell folks what happened.
Okay, and the number two, it says selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. And then it says it thanks you for your cooperation. I'd like to make two other statements if I could.
Then newspapers don't let you advertise. Go back, though. Read the notice again to people.
It says public notice, selling of firearms. At the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner. Two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. And then it thanks you for your cooperation.
Now let's go back. This is happening nationwide, and people are in denial about it. At the direction, I mean, do the cops just come and direct you to clean their car or mow their lawn or give them your daughter? Go in the naked body scanner. See, we're going into tyranny. They're taking over the web. The White House czar says they're going to shut down free speech. Read the first part of that again.
Okay, it says, at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following.
At the direction. So, again, that is tyranny and that's what Obama's doing. And he just says, I'm doing it, and there's no law. And what they do is they catch the gun shows on a few little technicalities. They've written the law where they catch them on a few technicalities. It's like a swap meet. People are allowed to sell guns to each other. They want to track all firearms. And so they've tried to pass laws banning gun shows federally and at the state. We went down and beat it in 2000 with the legislature. So now they say, we don't need no stinking legislature. Art Acevedo, I want to get him in studio about this. This is outrageous. And people need to sue over this. Now, were they handing out flyers or was this a big sign?
There were flyers at the front desk, and they were also asking people if they'd like to sign a petition. And they were going to try to get the attorney general involved with this as well.
To stop it.
Hmm?
To stop it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know the Saxit Gun and Knife Show owner, because I used to go down there and sign videos. Forget his name. He's a portly fellow. Can you scan that in? Get the owners of the Saxit Show. It's big. It's all over Texas. Comes to Austin once a month. Get them on the show. Stay there, caller.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties. 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did some detective work. It's no longer the Saxon Gun and Knife Show. It's now the Texas Gun and Knife Show.
I'm a highwayman.
It's on their website.
Along the coach road,
the police just showed up, the BATF, color of law, and said, no longer any private sales in here, which is what people have always done. Most of the tables are people with a license. They've tried to shut them down over and over again, the so-called gun show loophole. All over the country, they're getting Social Security numbers, you name it. But here's the notice, a scan of the notice. Public notice, selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And firearms, anyone selling a firearm at the show location will be asked to comply with the following. One, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner to get that sucker registered with the government. And they always register in England, Australia, Canada before they ban. Number two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. Thank you for your cooperation. And basically, gun shows are now hunting grounds to go after gun owners and nickel and dime people. Folks, just like before we went to that caller, I talked about cybersecurity and the White House saying we're going to end freedom of speech on the web. In fact, people won't believe it. After we show the Texas gun shows, just type in Cass Sunstein says end free speech on the web. You'll get mainstream news with the White House regulations are. Regulation. They just say it. And yes, you can't in a city or county have a law that's against the state constitution or violate state law. This has been proven over and over again. The attorney generals in Colorado and California and Texas and everywhere else where this is happening need to put their foot down. Arde Saveda with federal grants takes blood without warrants. I told you those warrants 2 years ago weren't real warrants, so they got the legislature to pass a law they can take blood without warrants. But you got to go to the legislature, and then that's unconstitutional. There it is. U.S. regulatory czar nominee wants to tell net fairness doctrine. Cass Sunstein sees web as anti-democratic, proposed 24-hour delay on sending email. I mean, folks, that's WorldNet Daily, but I've got like AP, Reuters, you name it. It's insane. It's insane. Ladies and gentlemen, they tripled the size of the BATF under Bush. They're all working together. The Republicans are there sandbagging you. It's not even a regulation. They're just having the NSA and Air Force take over the Internet to openly say that they want to shut it down. In fact, as you Google that term, I told you it's Obama may shut off the web to save the web. That was his bizarre speech a month and a half ago. Again, they're openly getting you ready. The bank stole $28 trillion the last year, since October of last year, 2008. That's 14 months. They are raping us. Bill would give president emergency control of the Internet. CNET News. See? I mean, but they've got to set the grid up to do it. They're building the stinking thing. All of you yuppies, all the average people, you better get up off your butts and go to your legislatures and call Congress and call your ISPs. And I can't believe this is happening to my country. All over the nation, the BATF is raiding gun dealers. And if a dot isn't put on an I or a T isn't crossed, they tell them, all right, here's what you're going to do now. You're going to bust some people for us who aren't even committing crimes. You're gonna make guns automatic and then as a gunsmith and give them back to people. They tell gun rangers, you're gonna spy on people. You're gonna call the police. Folks, it is a secret police grid. Remember the Homeland Security documents we got from law enforcement early last year that made national news, the MIAC and Homeland Security? It said Homeland Security's number one mission is American gun owners, NORTHCOM, the Army. It's treason. He's taken over the governors right now with the executive order on that. I mean, I can't believe it's happening this fast, but it's just incremental, and they just do it. Now, going back, Scott and Austin, we confirmed from the gun show, now called the Texas Gun Show, you are correct. We have the scan of the handout they were giving people. Does it give a contact? Nothing. It just says at the direction of the Austin Police Department. So they are our – and the next thing is at our direction, come turn these guns in. We know you got these five guns. Bring them in. They're no longer legal. And the attorney general's introduced a bunch of bills that say he can ban any guns he wants whenever he wants. And then they say, oh, we're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. Stand down. You're not under attack, GI, like Tokyo Rose. Scott. But the good news is you're saying the gun show is asking for a petition because, see, no law. They're just ordered to do this to the attorney general. And this is not on our news. This should be top story. I demand news stations listening, get up off your fat butts. What is wrong with the media? All of you aren't New World Order scum. Scott, were people upset by this?
Yes, they were. The lady that was working at the front desk used her mommy voice to get everyone's attention. I did find out that building is owned by HEB, and they were contacted by the APD and the BATF.
What about HEB?
Own that building.
It's in that building.
HEB Corporation owns the building that they hold the gun show at.
But see, what they're doing is a private company can do what they want. The private company doesn't want to do it. This is all over the country. They just color a law, come in and say, give us your social security numbers to come in. We've confirmed that's happening all over the country. Give us your driver's license. They have nice little mommy ladies you've heard our past shows. People call in about it. We confirm it. Going, I just need this honey cake, and then you can get your ammo. And everybody just submits, like, go in the naked body scanner, bring your wife and kids in. They now admit they record your naked body. Now almost every major courthouse in the country is ordering the naked body scanners. You get summoned for a ticket, and you've got to go through to go to the court to check records, to have your right as a citizen, access to the courts. They've got to body scan and record your genitalia. I mean, this is worse than 1984. What have we turned into? What will you jellyfish not put up with? They're doing this because the banks have already robbed us blind. Now they're telling us NAFTA and GATT deindustrialized you. Now you're going to lose your service economy. Now we're going to make you our slaves. The banks are robbing us. Just like big banks would go and murder people who own their own land out west 100 years ago. It's happening again. We're being shanghaied. We're being taken over. And Glenn Beck and the Tea Party Republicans aren't going to save you. They're all part of it, suckering you to stand down. Anything else, Scott?
Yes, sir, about those TSA scanners you get on YouTube. There is ways through Photoshop. If you invert the image, you get a totally naked body.
I appreciate it. It's already naked and black and white. I mean, you see the women's breasts, the men's genitals. I mean, I can't ever fly with my family. And now they say, you're going to go to the courthouse. When you go to the DMV, we're going to scan your genitals. It's an act of submission. And all these yuppies, I hear them on talk radio. They think it's like a popularity contest, and they don't want to be seen as extreme, and so they're all ninny, even conservatives. It's time to wake up and get angry and stand up and get out of your comfort zone and get out of your safety zone. Being jellyfish is endangering us all. We're not safe till we get mad and say, I'm not your slave. My gosh, if the White House regulatory czar is saying he's going to ban your free speech, shut down the web publicly. I played the videos Friday on the show. The documents are up on Infowars.com. If that won't wake you up, if I'm banning gun shows by executive fiat just locally, oh, my God, we are in so much trouble, folks. The government isn't doing this to keep you safe. They're making everything outside of the law illegal through pure thuggery. The government is a criminal, narcotics, trafficking, scum organization. Take your states back now. Get angry. Get involved. Take over your towns peaceably through the political process before it's too late. Get the fraudulent voting machines out. And see, I get mad at this, but the 20th or 30th time I hear they're doing this to gun shows, we just go, that's what they're doing. Oh, you're not just going to have the body scanners at the airports, but at the DMVs and at all courthouses? Heck, where's my stack on that? Good news is L.A. Times, the fight against full-body scanners at airports. Congressman fighting it. Court installs new security system. ABC News 7, Castle Rock, Colorado. When you step into the Douglas County Justice Center at Castle Rock, prepare to be scanned. And it's the airport naked body genital scanners. I mean, if they can sell the public, do I have time to go to a call before I go to break? We're going to go to break, and I said I'd take calls, so I'll just briefly mention Haiti and Haiti, they disarmed them a long time ago. The government stole everything. Everything collapses. But the crooks don't care in government if it collapses as long as they run it. I want the Texas gun show people on. I want the Texas, I want state senators on, that conservative state senator we had on last year. We beat this at the legislature over and over again. But Arde Saveda doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's your god.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com.
Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're red blooded, if you got any heart, any soul, all of these top constitutional scholars across the political spectrum say we are going into hardcore tyranny. We are listed in the top 10 tyrannies in the world now by major universities. They're taking over everything. They're robbing everything. The bankers have to have a dictatorship of the government, the bureaucracy, to be able to fully rob you. I was watching all these videos today of George Soros on international television saying America's done, bankrupt, how they set it up, laughing about it. I mean, these people need to be arrested. He has been indicted and convicted in quite a few countries. Instead of ruling over us. Do you understand that's what tyranny is when criminals get control of the bureaucracy? And we repeal gun laws in Texas, and so they just start harassing the towns and taking over unlawfully. I've had enough of it, man. This is rogue government. Scott in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead. We already went to Scott. I'm so angry I can hardly think. Chris in Florida, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Even if it's not even for the right reason, it's always really alarming to the establishment, wouldn't you say, that people are getting mobilized, even if it is by the false hijackers of the Tea Party, the Becks and O'Reillys, calling for their VAT tax. Of course, Pelosi agrees.
Oh, it's so conservative. Beck and O'Reilly every night say we need a new tax to pay the bankers. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, pay off the odious debt, the mathematically impossible debt. But you and I know that you helped mobilize the Ron Paul campaign, and so does he. And We Are Change, as endorsed by Cynthia McKinney, is shows on YouTube that she's obviously it's not a racist organization, but she endorses We Are Change. And we don't want to be confused with these hijackers, because it gives the media a chance to spotlight the conflicting goals. What they do is they will say that we're self-conflicted, and so it gives the ignorant a reason to just marginalize us. But the two main goals, as I understand them, would be the false flag terror, exposing that governments do stoop so low, and then go after
which
the
Cass Sunstein says should be banned. Chris, I appreciate your call, folks. When you read and watch videos of the White House regulations are saying he's going to get your guns and laughing. I played them Friday. Saying they're going to ban free speech. They don't want instant communications. One of the hundreds of things is 24-hour wait on email. It's got to go through a government database to make sure it's okay first. I mean, folks, this is total mega 1984. It's happening! It's bipartisan. Bush set it all up. Clinton set it up. They hand it over to the next person, Obama's. Oh, man. I mean, I just feel so sad for my country. I love America so much. This is real, folks. And the men are so emasculated. They don't dare even speak up to their neighbors. They got a football game to watch. Well, it's because of that game you got to watch. You're going to be bankrupted and lose everything you got, most of you. You are going to live just like a Soviet slave. You watch. You remember down the road when it's a 10 times harder fight we've got, that I warned you. Everybody better be downloading these shows, saving them for posterity when they do shut the web down if we don't stop them. I mean, folks, it's that bad. You better take this information as precious. You better get Fall of the Republic on DVD. You better get Endgame. You better get my films and expose who these people really are from their own words. You better make copies and get them out to everybody. If you can't buy the stinking DVDs at InfoWars.com, they're free on YouTube and Google. And email them to everybody. Get up off your butts now! Get up! Get moving! Get moving, soldier! Defend the Republic! Come on! Come on, people! We know bona fide tyranny when it's staring us down here! I'm not backing off. I'm not showing my backside to it. I can't! I'm a man! What is wrong with you people? I'm not a hero. I'm nothing special. I'm real! I'm real red-blooded! My family wasn't slaves before. They're not going to be slaves now! I'm not going to let my ancestors down. I'm sure not going to let my children down. There's powerful people who want to rob your butt. They want to make you their slave. They want to secure their ill-gotten gains. I pray to God to awaken this nation and to beat these bankers and send them to prison. I'm not worried about my own safety. All I'm worried about is letting these people win and have their way with our country and the world and use America as an engine of evil global domination. Oh, the Tea Parties were anti-war. Now they're run by the neocons. See, just on the left and all of you people. What's wrong with you? Break your conditioning now. Break it. Wake up. Realize what's happening. Get past the party divisions. Wake up and say, I want freedom! Robin, Utah, you're on the air.
Yes, my question was, this last Tuesday, down at BYU, Dr. Brzezinski, spoke there, and it was interesting.
Pure evil. Zbigniew Brzezinski, what did
exactly.
he say?
Well, he was saying about how he wants to take over and create this world government and create us all nationalists. We're all going to be nationalists.
I know. Literally hundreds of articles a day, world government, paying your taxes to banks, taxes on every can of beans, everything you do, total control, breaking up our families, one-child policies, and then they say it's a conspiracy theory. They treat the public like they're children. They announce what they're going to do, then they say, but it doesn't exist if you resist it. What else did Brzezinski say?
Oh, the funny thing was he was saying how they're going to set up this one tyranny government, how they're trying to raise up China to become its own nation.
That's exactly. They said China, because they have one-child policy and are tyrannical, they will run it all. The New World Order's moved all their money to China. I watched George Soros bragging last night. I almost cried how he's destroyed us. It's just such scum. There's such filth. But they know America is a bunch of rotten, greedy idiots who want to watch football. But there's a lot of us that are awake, and we got to do the work and wake up who we can and stop them. We are. The White House memos admit we're hurting them, though. They are in trouble. We've got to expose them for what they are. What else did Brzezinski say? Did anybody boo this cockroach?
Actually, one of my friends stood up there, and he actually kind of told him off, basically.
Said, are you getting it on YouTube? People need to see this.
Unfortunately, I didn't have a camera with me, so I wasn't able to broadcast it. But
well, what does your friend say? Was...
What's that?
What does your friend say to him? Go ahead.
Basically, he said that he supported the Khmer Rouge and, you know, all this stuff, how he was supporting all the tyranny. And
in two books, he wrote two books bragging about how he supported the Khmer Rouge and how they killed 30% of the population. He's showing off to fellow gang members. He did that on stage?
Yes, he did that on stage.
And these people are so evil.
He told my friend off. He says, you illegitimate, basically a stupid dummy that doesn't know anything about international politics.
I am the elitist. I am Bezygna Brzezinski. I own you. Thank you, Rob. Just so sick to hear that. Brian in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to bring to your attention the recent show that basically broke the global warming scandal wide open out in California, John Coleman.
Yes, the founder of the Weather Channel totally exposed it further.
Exactly. He basically had on two experts, a computer programmer and a meteorologist, and they pulled over the NASA Goddard.
Now, that was already admitted by the UN and Russia, but they did put it together and say that they broke it. I'm not knocking them. That 75% of the temperature readings were faked. They would choose only hot zone and then appropriate it to cold zone.
Right. And they ignored a lot of the temperature readings. And Judicial Watch got a FOIA, and now the emails from NASA are out. It's 215 page.
In fact, I sent that to Watson Friday, and I asked Watson tomorrow morning. I need articles from Kurt Nemo on the gun shows, and I need articles because people won't even know that, yes, the NASA emails, they're involved in fraud.
Yeah, and Alex, it turns out the answer to 1998 is 1934, because 1934 was the hottest year on record. It wasn't 1998, it turns out. They have to reshuffle all their data now.
Unbelievable. I appreciate your call, Brian. Yeah, I did see that. I didn't even cover it. It's just all fraud, all criminality. Folks, carbon dioxide's what plants breathe. Man-made global warming isn't real. The sun, it drives almost all of it, and it didn't cause the earthquake like Danny Glover says in Haiti. It's all lies. They talk to you. Talk to your moron yuppie neighbor and bring up New World Order, World Government. They'll laugh at you and give them 100 news articles calling for it, and it's being set up at Copenhagen that we defeated, you the listeners did, all of us together. They were going to pay all our money to the private banks so we could have food. Oh, a carbon tax that we pay to George Soros and Al Gore. I mean, how monumental does the fraud have to get? And yes, NASA documents, major U.S. research laboratory documents, the main UN East Anglia facility, all fraud, them admitting it's fraud, more coming out, total scams, total looting. Look at Hitler. Look at Stalin. Look at Mao. Look at what governments do. They will rob you if you don't start waging war in the info war instead of sucking your thumb with these fake gladiatorial diversions. They take your real manhood and put it into sports and things that don't matter. You yell and scream about your stupid football team and Colt McCoy. Meanwhile, the entire country goes to hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, literal, admitted authoritarians take over that say they want to enslave you and reduce the world population by at least 80%. This was one powerful transmission. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Resist tyranny. Great job, crew. Fire up and prevail.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This